Legacy.
Watching the video of the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com. Now, you have an opportunity today that you had yesterday. You may not have done as well with it as you would have liked. So another opportunity to corner success today, to pay the price for success, to have your success, to get into it, to work hard, to accomplish. Sooner or later, these things pay off. That's one of the reasons I had Clay look at this year. In terms of our poll today is a focus on what you think next year is going to be about. I think that you individually can find something that you really want badly enough, and you'll be willing to pay a price for it. And I think that will sort of move us ahead. I think we all have optimism in our mind when it comes to next year, don't we? Roberta Fascinelli's here.
Got to be better than 2010.
Yeah.
Everybody always says that. It's got to be better than this year.
Well, 10 was better than 9.
Say again?
10 was better than 9.
And some things, not financially. Yeah, right. Some things.
Yeah. But it's a good way to stimulate your thinking.
9 was better than 8.
9 is better than 8? Mm-hmm. The last couple of years, Richie, have been pretty tough.
But
they all blend together.
7 and 8 was when it was like diving towards the ground, like, oh, we're going to crash at any second now.
Uh-huh.
And then nine and 10 were like, hey, look, we kind of stopped for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't hit so hard.
You guys have no idea how true that is in my case, Rich.
Which, 9, 10?
You were like 12.
Yeah.
I was in a spiral towards the ground, and then I left for New York.
There you go. But you found us, Clay. We saved you.
Thank God. How about that?
We're into saviors, or saviorism, is that it? Saving. I think that really is what we're all about here, trying to save the best parts. And the reality is sometimes I started the last hour, Roberta, with a focus on good news. And
he laughed, and then he cried.
And then, aww.
Very emotional.
It was very emotional last hour. But that's really what our lives are about. If you have nothing if you don't have your emotions. You have nothing if you don't have love. You have nothing if you don't have forgiveness in your heart. All of those things. And the reason that I brought it up, not to go back to it, because I can get through it now without having a tear in my eye.
Hmm.
One of the fellows that worked for me in the farm dropped dead on Monday night. And it was because he had an aneurysm. He was 54 years old. And I actually did watch. Last night I went to his calling hours, and I looked at him in the box and started thinking about, we all, when you look at somebody like that, you think about, okay, what have we been through? And I had him for a student, an English student, when he was in the 8th grade. And I remembered back to what he looked like. He was an awkward, geeky, really, really weird kid. But, in terms of putting things into perspective, it seemed like yesterday the kid was in the 8th grade and then he's in front of me in a casket.
Ugh.
And so you think about that stuff, and what a slap of reality it is. And I just think about forgiveness and stuff. We sort of had, we separated a few months ago because he didn't want to work in the arena that there is to work in. And part of it is what you're just talking about, Richie, the confines of being restricted. He started working for me when there were no boundaries, no limits. Whatever needed to be done got done. We paid for it, yada, yada, yada. And then as things got tighter and tighter and tighter, it became more and more frustrating to be able to work in the realities of, really, you got to fix the old stuff. We can't be going out and buying new, and you have to really be creative. And it taxed him to the point of frustration. And the pressures on time to get things done, all of those things, which we all recognize, some people deal with it better than others. But it is a direct reflection on what you were just saying about, and sort of what our aim is in our poll this weekend, to have you look ahead to 2011 and see if you can't come up with something optimistic. I wish that guy were still there, but as Richie said, he knows how I feel. And so that's the important. But just the starkness of looking at that, that's why I think it's barbarous to have open caskets. Just barbarous.
Well, usually at those visitation things, aren't the caskets always open for the most part?
No, my mother and my father both went through that same room. I was in the same funeral home, and I said that to John's daughter. I said, my mother and father both went through this room on their way out.
Yeah.
And that was sort of when I walked into the room, that was a slap. And you know what? It's interesting, because I hadn't even put it in my mind until I walked into the room. The last time I had been in the room was my father's service 6 years ago. And before that, my mother was in that room, or she wasn't there, but, you know, the remains were there in 1971.
Were they open caskets?
No.
No?
No, not in there.
So were they embalmed?
My father was Duke. My father was long. My mother had been embalmed and my mother was an absolute mess. So nobody would have wanted to look at her anyway, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't have been appropriate. But my father, we cremated him. He was in the jar that he is, same jar that he is in the other room. Right here.
Yeah, make him into a diamond. That's what I told my daughters. I want to be made into a diamond.
You know, I heard something this week.
That is so cool.
Completely different. We're going to meet, by the way, don't get too carried away, because we're going to meet a very fascinating fellow, a Christmas musician named Soleil Moon, in a few minutes. Yesterday I was in the dentist chair getting a crown put in. And I think I told you the story about the dentist who had a brain tumor. I know I told the story on the air about a month or so ago when it was discovered he had a brain tumor. Remember, Richie, that story about dentist? Yeah, in the late 60s. I couldn't remember the street he lived on. I couldn't remember anything. He knew how to put the tooth in, but he couldn't remember anything else. And it was because he'd had a cancer in his lymph node in his armpit. And they got it out and treated him, and they said, oh, he got it all. Well, they didn't, and it got into his brain. He has a brain tumor. So he's, you know, he thought he wasn't even going to get out of the hospital. Anyway, well, this is really good news, isn't it, huh?
No.
I'm loving
waiting
it.
For the last part.
Anyway, so the fellow who fixed the colleague of his that put the, he can't do any more work, so had to get this tooth finished, and this colleague of his put the tooth, and he was checking it out. He's looking at it, and he says, have you looked at this tooth? I said, what am I going to look at the tooth for? You're going to stick it in my mouth. What do I get? He said, no. This guy's name is Dennis. Dick Cardiff is his name. And his signature is to put diamond chips into the teeth.
Oh, like Kanye West.
No, you don't see it. It's inside the tooth. He embeds little specks of diamonds inside the tooth just as his signature. I don't know why. I didn't ask
him. Does it make the tooth stronger?
Doesn't do anything except make it more expensive.
Hmm.
You know, think of it. But it's a signature, one of those things, you know, kind of a weird...
You have one of these teeth?
Yeah, we harvest them?
No.
Oh.
No, he didn't do it for me.
Imagine if you have your, you know, dead relative turn into diamonds, then you can put them in your teeth.
He'd be lucky to get paid for this one.
I was about to say, what's up, G?
That's not going to work. All right, so anyway, a couple of reflections on life. Roberta is here, Jennifer is here, Richie is here, Clay is here, and Larry King is here from the group Soleil Moon. We will have a present musically for you in just a moment on Good Day.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through December 11th, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
King Orchestra with their version of the classic song from Dinah Washington, Make Me a Present of You. Larry began at the tender age of 7. Although his schedule was busy with performances on stage and screen, he managed to feature 52 commercials. He was in 52 commercials, Richie, before he was 13. Wow. Chicago guy. Larry, welcome to the Good Day program.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
So, what was it that... At 13, you already were pretty accomplished. What was going on in your mind? When you go back to when you were 7, and what it was that appealed to you about doing this sort of thing? What at 7, who's thinking about this sort of thing?
Well, you know, it was kind of an accident. My mother was an agent. She was a talent agent for a gal named Amelia Lawrence back in the late 70s or 70s. I'm older than I think I am.
Aren't we all?
That's the late 70s. But
anyway, so what happened?
So she really didn't have any interest in getting... I'm the youngest of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really have any interest in getting us involved in, you know, theater or commercials. And Amelia said, hey, you have a 7-year-old, don't you? They need kids for an audition for a Pop-Tart commercial. And I got it.
Roberta, it sounds like you and Victoria. My partner here, Roberta Fasnet, has a daughter named Victoria, who about 7 or 8 when she was in her first commercial, wasn't she?
Mm, yep, about that.
Right.
It's always an accident. And then, you know, you just... I have a 9-year-old little girl named Kaya.
You're going to put her in... hold on to it for a second. I want to touch on to some of your music and some of your stories as we continue here. Larry King is here from Soleil Moon on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Yourself In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Symphony Orchestra here with Larry King, the singer, from Soleil Moon.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
A lot of people ask the question, which we'll put to Larry. He's probably been asked this question 100 times. What is the significance of Soleil Moon? Larry and this group recording this version of the song. Just listen to the depth, Richie, of the orchestration. Yeah, that's what I love about these big orchestras. Listen.
A merry little Christmas.
That's a long way, Larry, from a Long John Silver commercial. This guy started when he was 7, doing commercials and singing. By the age of 13, he'd been in 52 different commercials, like a Coca-Cola commercial, Gatorade commercial, RC Cola, Enterprise rental cars, McDonald's, Pizza Hut. You don't know Jack? You were in. You don't know Jack? How'd you like that?
I remember that game.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I actually had a Question 4 fan club.
You had a what?
I sang all the questions.
You sang the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Your orchestra apparently is one of the top wedding bands in the country. That is kind of. You still live in Chicago?
I do.
Yeah. What kind of a music, what kind of a town is that for a music like yours, a good upcoming musician? What kind of encouragement do you get? I don't picture Chicago as being a music kind of city, but maybe it's just me.
Oh, blues, home of the electric blues.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Chicago is actually, the best way to categorize it is a working musician's town.
Mm-hmm. A working musician's town, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's very few places left on the planet where, you know, you could get paid well to play.
Mm-hmm.
All the major cities, it's really hard to make a living as a musician unless you're super colossal, top tier, you know, AAA.
So do you perform on your own in some circumstances with other bands or groups or orchestras, or is it always you and the group Soleil Moon?
Well, there's the Larry King Orchestra and Soleil Moon are similar people.
One and the same, sort of.
Well, Soleil Moon is smaller, but the Larry King Orchestra, we're a 22-piece orchestra.
Wow.
And, you know, we play all over the world, but, you know, basically Chicago is where most of the musicians hail from. And,
How do you get ideas for new songs? Like, you got on this new CD that you have that'll be out in February, you got a song called On the Way to Everything. Where'd that come from?
Actually, that's a funny story. A guy named Mike Weber, who's you know, my director of operations at FMO MFO Entertainment Group, he had a baby and came into the office one day and said, "Hey, check this riff out." And we ended up writing a song together, which we had never done, about his son.
Really?
So, and that was the first song of this new record.
All right, Richie, play as we run ourselves a little short on time here from this February CD that you might want to check out their MySpace page at myspace.com/ Soleil Moon Music, S-O-L-E-I-L, all one word, Soleil Moon Music. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Larry, and a Happy New Year and continued success. It's nice to start early and keep it going. Yeah, take good care. 28 after, I'm gonna have a sweet time chasing all your dreams.
Shoot for the moon, head on to the galaxy. I'm Shelley Palmer with today's top stories in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, with Google's Android operating system finding its way onto more and more handsets, it's no surprise its mobile phones are dominating the market. Android phone activations are double the iPhones. With iPhones and Androids everywhere, will BlackBerry and Windows 7 devices have a shot? In other news, Howard Stern has signed a 5-year contract with SiriusXM Radio, and he's going mobile. At least SiriusXM hopes to take him there. Stern has been a major force helping build a SiriusXM subscriber base of 20 million. It's safe to say that Sirius has hedged its bet on Howard. And finally, YouTube announced that it would remove the 15-minute video limit for a select group of users. They claim that those who have not violated copyright rules and respect the YouTube community guidelines will be allowed to post the longer videos. Does this mean we can finally post our 27-minute cute animal movies? I hope so. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe this.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Today is going to be a good day. This is a good day for saving money. It's Freebie Friday.
Freebie Friday!
So Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, will have a lot of contents in that box on the homepage at DougStefan.com in just a matter of moments. The stores and shoppers are looking at their wish lists. Maybe you've got yours. Is it being addressed by the people that you care about? Do people know what you want? And have you been reasonable in your requests? Naughty and nice. Did I tell you the story about Mrs. Claus at the farm store last Sunday?
Oh, how did that work out? You got somebody to do it?
She was, oh yeah. As a matter of fact, she's just, the lady's name is Mary Walters. She's been working for me part-time for a number of years, and now she's, as of today, going to take over the store, in fact. But she did such a great job as Mrs. Santa. She had the part down. I just said, would you do this for me? And had a Mrs. Santa outfit she put on, looked great. But she had a... She takes care of the records for all the cows, so mm-hmm. she had this big notebook, and when there wasn't anybody in the store, she was working on the info on the cows. But the front of the notebook said naughty and nice on it. So when the little kids would come in,
aww.
They'd sit on her lap, and she said, see that little book over there? Naughty and the naughty and nice book. Are you?
Which one are you?
That's right.
Little boy.
Yeah, very clever.
I have a pillow that says, be naughty, Santa needs the work.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that certainly applies. It's perfect for you, Roberta. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few minutes, Jennifer and I, actually all of us, sort of, listen back to some of the excerpts from Barbara Walters, who was her night on ABC last night with the Oprah special and then the Most Fascinating People. So you'll find out from from Jennifer, who the top paid reality stars are of the year 2010. But first, let us bear our attention and focus to Roberta and some smart moves you can make today. Save some money, get things free.
Free. Diva of Dumpster.
Free.
It's Roberta Fessomelli.
Okay, Dougie, if you've got pets, you can get free printable pet ornaments. I love the way these things are always like tongue twisters. Printable pet ornaments from PetSmart. You can print them out.
Are they pretty pet?
They're pretty printable pet ornaments.
Can you post them?
Perfect.
Are they postable, perfect, pretty pet ornaments? Ornaments.
They're perfectly postable pretty pet ornaments.
Perfectly postable.
Perfectly postable.
Very good. And are they pertinent?
They're pertinent pretty postable pet principle.
Keep going. Let's ornaments. Go. Come on. Move it along.
Okay. Here's a club you can join to get free stuff. It's the Chicken of the Sea Mermaid Club.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
You get birthday gifts, recipes, coupons, tips, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, folks.
Free classical music for babies from Munchkin. They say if your baby listens to Mozart, they'll be smarter. I don't know. I play classical music for my kids. They're pretty darn smart.
No. It's obviously your mother didn't play it for you, though.
No, she didn't play nothing for me, Doug. Uh-huh. Free holiday labels and gift tags from Vistaprint. All sorts of free stuff. Address labels, stickers, to and from stuff, character stickers, great stuff. All you got to pay is postage. They give it to you for free. Free bag of Purina One pet food. Hurry up and get this one. It's only the first 25,000 people. So, 12,000 dog, 12,000 cat. So hurry up over there and you can get that. Bath and Body Works, $10 off a $10 purchase. We have the secret code just for you. This is something for you, Doug, on your way across the country. A free bowl of soup at Waffle House.
Hey.
I don't know how much you love Waffle House. You get a free bowl of soup and a free starter at Mimi's Cafe. If you're a Sam's Club member, you can get free Slim Fast bars to get nice and skinny. If you're in Sam's Club, you might need that.
That got that stuff in it, though, hexene.
I don't know if it has it or not.
Check
but
the label
then just in case
first.
You can get a free Prilosec sample, too. We have that. Not free, but almost. At Old Navy has all of their fleeces on sale for $5 on Saturday.
Don't get fleeced. Go to Old Navy.
Go to Old Navy. And this is cool. A free personalized phone call from Santa Claus.
Really?
You fill out the info, but just realize he's going to call right after you submit, so be prepared to answer the phone when you hear ho, ho, ho. They're not talking about you. It's Santa. And not free, but too good to pass up. A 50% off coupon at Michael's. I always use these coupons when I need to buy frames because frames are so expensive. So that's when I buy them. You can print it out. You can print out a whole bunch of them, get all sorts of stuff. 50% off at Michael's just this weekend, December 9th through the 11th.
All right, all of these
that's
things.
That's Free Friday, all on the DougStefan.com website. Under me, look for my gorgeous
Roberta's
picture.
Beautiful face. All right, now I'm holding up a piece of paper. Richie, can you see that? I've been holding it up for a few minutes.
Let's see.
See what that is there?
Yeah. See? I see it, but I don't
see
what it is, no.
All right. Clay, you can see that. Is it clear? If I need to hold it closer.
So, yeah.
All right. For a swell prize, this is just, sometimes we have these Twitter quizzes just for people who are on Twitter. Some of them, what do we call it, the Twiz Quiz?
Twiz Quiz,
yeah.
So this is just for those people who are online right now, thegooddayshow.com. A video broadcast. I'm holding up an object. It is an object that is alive on a piece of paper. It is moving. It has...
Ants?
Nope. Be quiet. I want to see, Richie, is it clear enough so you can see it?
It's a sea monkey.
Yeah, it's hard to see what... The paper.
Put it up closer, that red thing. See it? All right. Let's see if we can have somebody cleverly... Figure out, Clay, did you look at it?
Hold it up again?
Yeah, I think I know what it is, though, but it's because you just gave away a clue.
Right there, I did, in fact. It's right. 800-510-8255. Those of you who are watching the video online, what am I holding up?
Is it still alive, or did you smash it?
Nope, it's still alive. Nope, I don't do that.
Is it attached to your body?
No. Attached to a piece of paper.
Okay, phew.
Attached to this piece of paper. What is it?
Is it a buggy type thing?
800-510-8255. That is all I will say. Look Do I need to hold it up, or have I held it up?
And by the way, the beauty of the piece of paper he's holding up, that's how Doug pretty much tracks his whole life.
Right.
It's by scribbling notes on random pieces of paper that are left around the house.
Yep. You got it, Reggie. All right, anybody, we got a good clear shot of it now?
Yeah, but I can't see what it is.
I'm going to move it up.
I know what it is.
Right there. There, it's right on top of the camera. See it? Steady, I can hold it. All right, let's see if somebody figures it out. 800-510-8255, what I just hold up to the camera. Yeah, see, people have got this figured out. See, they'll figure it out. I'll get to those people who are watching the video. And speaking of watching, essence of this really interesting night on ABC with Barbara Walters, who still has it. You can say what you will about Barbara. She still has it. And she sort of proves that with these interviews, her relevancy. A lot of people were impressed. I think the kids from Jersey Shore were quite impressed with her. And some of the outtakes that they showed on the interview of them, they knew who she was. But how many of you really think that any of those kids ever watched anything Barbara Walters ever did? You think there's a chance that even one of them, they all knew who she was, but do you think that
I'm with you. I don't think they necessarily tune in to BAB.
No, I have a clue. Not a clue. All right, so we'll get to that if we have time. We went through some money moves for the holidays earlier this week. A couple of more tips. I think we were talking about a gift budget. Make sure you set a gift budget. And how good Richie will love this. Negotiate with the people you're buying from.
Sure.
And also, if you are a young adult or an older adult, a gift truce is probably appropriate this year. Hello, we don't need anything. We don't want anything. Give us your love. That's it. Instead of things, isn't that a pretty good tip, don't you think? Way to save money for the holidays?
You know what I really like is just deciding to go somewhere with someone that you like, whether it's dinner or a movie or something, and give that to each other instead of a real gift. You know?
Yeah. Give the children ought to have, if you're going to spend money or you have money, you're going to set money aside, put it into an account for the kids. Set up a fund or something for the children, the grandchildren. That's better than giving.
You can set up an education account.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know, and plus it grows tax free.
Yeah.
An education account.
All right. So, should we answer the question before we move on, Richie?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Here is Mike, who's in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, watching the Good Day Show live stream at gooddayshow.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doug. Merry Christmas.
And to you, sir, Happy New Year as well. So you saw me hold that thing up to the camera. What do you think it is?
It's either a ladybug or a spider.
Well, you got to choose one or the other. And hold on a minute. Don't go away. I'm going to let you think about it for a second. Let's see. We'll put Patrick on the spot, who's in Chantilly, Virginia, watching the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Doug.
So what do you think it is?
A stink bug.
A stink bug. A stink bug is actually bigger than this. The stink bugs, for those of you who don't know what they are, they almost smell like if you squash them. They smell like pine or pine saw.
I think they smell like skunk.
You do? Really? Is that why they call them stink bugs?
Yeah, they smell like skunk.
They've become more prevalent.
We had them this summer.
Do you have more of them around down there, Patrick, in the last few years than you ever had before?
I think so, yeah.
They've been around for a while. Yeah. They are more prominent, at least up here they are. But
it
that is
an
not
invasion.
A, it's not
summer,
a stink
right?
bug. Patrick, good call, though. Thank you very much for watching and for calling. All right, Mike, back to you. Did you make up your mind which one you thought it was?
I'll say ladybug.
Good for you. That's what it is. It is a ladybug. Haven't seen any ladybugs in here for about a month.
Is it orange? Is it one of the Halloween ladybugs?
Halloween?
That's what they're called. Yeah, the Halloween. They're orange ones. They come indoors in the wintertime.
Yeah, they come indoors in the wintertime. This one is dark orange, almost red. Cute little. I don't ever kill these things. They just, and you're right, in the springtime especially, they are everywhere. All
they're
over
good
the
luck,
windows.
Too.
They're very good luck.
I've heard that they were good luck, yeah. So that nice little, I just patted them. Very nice. Thank you, Ms. Ladybug, for being here.
share the planet with things. That's good.
Yeah, of course we have to share the planet. We have to realize we're not the only people here. Leave your ego at the door when it comes to stuff like that. Mike, would you like to have a Kenny G CD?
Hey, that'll work.
It'll work. And you can re-gift it. You have my permission to give it to somebody if you don't like it. How's that? Is that a deal?
Okay.
Good man. Thanks. How much time do you spend watching this stream every day?
An hour to make probably two.
Yeah, why did you decide you wanted to watch it as well as listen to it?
Well, I keep trying to figure out how much the delay is. I keep watching you talk.
It's not much, I don't think, Richie, is it? What's the delay? The normal
well,
delay
if he's listening
seconds.
To the audio on the Ustream feed, it syncs up pretty well.
Uh-huh.
If he's listening to the audio on the show feed, it's going to be about 30 seconds.
Well, I see Doug flop his hands, and then about 10 seconds later, I see it again.
He's always flopping around.
Yeah.
What, you see me doing the same thing twice?
Well, I see how when you do it, and then when you say something, oh. I see how long it takes about,
yeah,
I don't know,
back
about
around
15, 20 seconds.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, right, between the radio feed and the Ustream.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of doing things, but it does give you a different, it sort of gives you a different tenor. You watch what's going on. Do you find it interesting to sort of watch the mannerisms and what goes on?
Well, when I see what's going on and see how you take care of your animals, I think it's pretty neat, Doug.
All right, well, I appreciate your call and your thinking that. It's good to hear from you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Mike, hold on just a second. In a moment, we find out who the highest paid reality stars are and listen to a little of Barbara Wawa here on Good Day.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounced checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn explores the world of television. First, though, a couple of excerpts from the Barbara Walters programs last night. Oprah getting irritated that people think she's a lesbian.
Well, I have said we are not gay enough times. I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kind of lesbian. And the reason why it irritates me is because it means that somebody must think I'm lying. That's number one. Number two, why would you want to hide it? That is not the way I run my life.
All right.
No.
I think that explanation. And
yeah,
by the way, what
cried.
Business is it of anybody's anyway?
She cried.
What if she is, but she's not.
She cried when she was talking about Gail a lot.
Yeah. But did she cry about Stedman?
Only a little.
Really?
And I feel like she goes, uh-oh, I better start crying about him.
All right. Also, Barbara Wawa had the 10 most fascinating people. Betty White right up there. Charlotte is happy because she said she liked animals more than people.
You've always loved animals. Do you love animals more than people?
The truth?
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry about that, but I really do. I enjoy them more than I enjoy a lot of people. But that doesn't mean I don't like people. I'm just passionate about animals.
Yeah, good for her. So then there was Snooki and Mike and DJ Polly and the foul language and the Jerkelburgers from Jersey Shore. So, Jennifer, who are these are reality stars, get 30 grand an episode. Is there anybody getting paid more than they are?
Oh, yeah. And actually, do you know who the top one is?
No.
Can you guess? Kim Kardashian makes $6 million from reality TV.
Wow.
Lauren How much? Who? Which one?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Good Lord.
Her sisters are also on the list. Khloe and Courtney each make $2.5 million. Lauren Conrad's there. Bethany Frankel. Adrena Partridge. Kate Gosselin.
$6 million for what?
For her reality career.
Yeah, no, but what does she do?
Stuff.
Appearances.
The Situation.
Commercials.
The Situation makes $3 million, and then the next Jersey Shore, Pauly D, makes $2 million.
Yeah, but the Situation, they said last night, made $10 million with all of his activities this year.
This is just from his reality TV career.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Kardashians, and they have nothing except bodies. Amazing. Bodies pay, Richie. 51 after on Good Day.
I'm working on mine.
Yeah.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The place to be. Better living with Tom Parsons now from bestfares.com with specials from cities all around the country. Airfare deals, extraordinary deals. Richie flying from Washington as an example. If you go to DougStephan.com, gooddayshow.com, you'll see Tom's
very
picture
cool
there. And there is some very cool information. Click on his picture. It goes to the site Special Deals for Doug Stephan Listeners, which we will overview in just a moment here on Good Day.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
With this year's benefits enrollment period nearing its end, now is an important time for both employees and employers to assess their current plans and to learn how they can get the most out of them. John Roberts is the president and CEO of Assurant Employee Benefits.
Basic benefits are still an important factor in retaining good employees, especially in these challenging economic times. And the value that employees place on these benefits will only increase in the future. Employers need to understand how they can provide a competitive benefits program while still paying attention to the bottom line. At the same time, employees need to make sense of what their benefit plan provides and ensure that they're getting the amount of coverage that they need. At Assured Employee Benefits, we can help both employers and employees make sense of their options, plus help them learn about the new types of coverage and trends that will shape the future of benefit plans.
For more information, visit AssuranceEmployeeBenefits.com. That's AssuranceEmployeeBenefits.com.
Time now for us to spend some time listening to Tom Parsons. Actually, he has a new website, or he's rebuilt the BestPayers.com website so that it's more user-friendly. I want to explain, spend a minute talking about how this particular website is better than the last one.
Well, I mean, this one actually, what we've done is everything you see. So I know Richie's in Washington, D.C. I asked him to click it on it and see what would pop up. I'm in Dallas. Mine says Dallas. His says Washington, D.C. So everything you see on the front screen, hopefully in your hometown, where you're at or the nearest airport you can fly out of, it'll be all that.
So if I clicked on it now, it could tell I was in Boston. And if I clicked on it when I was in L.A., it would tell that I was in L.A.?
It should.
Wow.
And it just tells you what the published fares are. I mean, we have the top 10 snooze you lose, but the top, actually, we have over 100 airfares for every city.
Can we pick, let's say, next week, next month?
Yeah, well,
the trouble with you sometimes is you want to change people's plans, and sometimes it's not worth it. If you're a leisure traveler, you have lots of time on your hands, that's swell. But otherwise, if you have a time frame, like I do, so what's the best thing you can do then?
Use the booking engine and then use Flex Travel.
What does that mean?
It shows you all the dates and within a
two. No, but that's what I'm just saying. Yeah, that doesn't work for some people.
Yeah, but it looks at all the airfares within that 2-week period that you put in the system.
Am I not making myself clear, Richie?
No, no, you're saying this right here, we're looking for the best fares. Okay?
On a specific day.
And you say, I want to go from Boston to L.A.
Right.
I want to go the week of January 1st.
I want to go the week of December 26th.
You can put it in December 26th, and to see what pops. I've never tried it one way, but if you're trying to get a round trip, then we'll show you what the cheapest round trip fares are.
Uh-huh. All right.
But the more important thing is I think we're the only site now that if you go there, you'll see what the top 25 vacation packages are from your hometown.
Really?
And you know, so it's
the dates, the
weekend.
Places, is that it's a whole complete list of what's best.
Well, we're showing we picked our top 25, and there's still you can get everything else, but you know, we picked Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and other places, and I got a coupon on there this week if you're going to Disney World. Between 19th and January 1st, you might want to get it because it gets you 30% off.
There you go. Roberta, put that in the Queen of Cheap box.
30% off at restaurants.
What about the Waffle House? Can I get 30% off of the Waffle House?
If they got one at Disney World.
They have one. They got them all over.
Stuckies.
They're everywhere.
Disney World.
All right. There it is. That's the word. BestFares.com. Check out the new site. Tom Parsons on Good Day.